The NCAA has announced it will bar fans from college championship events. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports this includes the organization's most profitable sporting event.
March Madness brings in hundreds of millions of dollars to the NCAA annually. The organization's decision to allow only essential staff and limited family comes after other conferences either canceled games or restricted fans. Purdue University professor Josh Boyd says with ticket refunds and less ad revenue, it's going to be a financial hit for the organization.
Obviously, they'll still have their sponsorship deals for the TV contract, but anything, and I don't know exactly how they have this arranged, but any deals in the arena, ads shown in the arena or branding around the arena that might be there just for the tournament, obviously they're not going to get the revenue from that.
Wednesday night, the Big Ten also announced fans would no longer be able to attend men's basketball conference games in Indianapolis the rest of the tournament. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.